the leader of the rejected demon eye. You are listening to Broken But Glorious. Don't keep that in. Don't keep that in. That will be terrible if you keep that in. Just grrr. Do you know what? It's up to you.
Welcome, everyone, to Broken But
Grrr.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you.
Grrr.
Hello and welcome to But Glorious. I'm Chris Lappin and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by the leader of Rejected, Demon Eye. How are you doing, Stephen?
Once again, hello.
Thanks for joining me again.
No worries, thanks for having me again. I don't know why, people want to hear me or listen to me. I just ranted on last time, didn't I? And I just thought, it's like 40 minutes long, wasn't it? Just me talking, what a crap.
That's just, so. If I don't have to do any work, especially. Well, there's congratulations because you are the most listened to Rejected member, if you don't include Cameron Solace.
Who?
If you don't.
Who? No. Well, who else have you interviewed that were in the Rejected? Did you ever interview Azazel?
No, not yet.
Ah, he's one then you need to get hold of then.
Yeah, so about an Alexis, you.
Yeah, he's currently out of action at the minute.
Yes, amazing.
So, just had a baby. So.
Yeah, my son's got it because he's the only one that needs to sign his mask.
Ah, I'm sure it can be arranged.
Yeah.
I did actually speak to him. I think actually it was bad timing. It was the night his baby was born.
Yeah.
I was there messaging him like, "So you're gonna come down to the island?" And he was like, "Well," and I was like, "Oh yeah, you're dad now, aren't you?" Like literally, he was like, "Yeah, about 10 hours ago."
Oh,
oh sorry. So yeah, do you know what? Don't worry about it. You do what you've got to do. You know.
Yeah, mate.
I don't ask. I've got great timing.
My four-year-old's taken a bit of liking to you as well. He does pretends to do entrances and he always comes in.
That's awesome.
He got one of your masks at the last show.
Like elbow drop off the bed and everything, like
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. This is his own music.
That's awesome.
Right, so I thought probably the best way to start the interview is a quick recap of your career for the listeners who missed the first interview. So what prompted you to don the tights and get into the ring in the first place?
Well, I'll try and cut this one short. If you listen to the last one, it's kind of like the extended like director's cut, but this
yes.
One, I'll try and keep it nice and short.
I will put a link in the description to the previous interview if people want to go listen to it.
Oh, so. Excellent. So it was basically, I think it was 2007.
Wow.
It was... Yeah, a long time ago. It was around... What year was it? I said the year. Never mind. What month was it? I was on about... It was September. I mean, I'd wanted to be into it previous, but September was the time that I actually, like, you know, took the step. Because, like I say, in the last podcast, it was the long extended version story of origin of Demon Eye. But this one, I'll just like to say, keep it short. My friend was stacking beans and, like, tinned food on a shelf at the local corner shop from where I lived, and I went in to get some electric, you know, on the little meter card thing.
Yeah.
And he basically just was like, "Oh yeah, I wrestle now." And I was like, "What? You do what now?" He's like, "Yeah, there's in Grangeway, there is a new wrestling school." And obviously it's from where I live, Grangeway is literally like a 10-minute, 15-minute walk.
Yeah.
So I had no idea. Like, this was the MySpace days and Facebook. No one really had it.
I just started
and
that
no
year.
One really ever promoted and banned Facebook or anything.
No.
So, it hadn't took over the world yet. So, it was all, like, MSN days, you know, where it was just usernames, passwords, nudging, email addresses. So, I had no, like, link to the outside world of this wrestling, this school. So, eventually, I go down, and it's the Saturday of when there's a show on, so the guy and I do like do the training, and then he says, "Well, yeah, you seem to be quite athletic and stuff." So I said, "Oh, nice one! Why don't you come back next week?" So I stuck at it then, and I was on the next show,
wow.
the junior show as it was called back then. So I'd literally had my first match within 3 weeks of training,
wow.
And it was just diabolical. It's on a DVD. It literally got burned to a DVD, never to be seen again.
Wow.
It's like in the attic. like locked away. So I mean, it didn't go too bad. You know, I didn't like botch or anything. I was just like, what do I do? You know, there's no in-ring psychology. It was just, I'll grab your head.
Yeah.
And I'll hit it against this. And then I'll grab your head and hit it against this. There's a plane going over. But yeah. And then, I think it was about a few years later, I had my first outside booking. This fella who worked for BWP.
Yeah.
Came in and was like, so yeah, we need guys to be in a rumble. Oh, right, yeah. He's like, so if any of you just want to, you know, come along and do it, great. So he told us where it was, and literally, so this is actually like a bit of a odd little bit I'm going to add in.
Oh, I see.
So this is my first experience of Frankie Sloan, so you might know where this is going. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
So we show up, I think it was in Crosby, like the outskirts of Liverpool. The Crosby Theatre or something, I don't know what it was called. So we walk through and there with my bag, all like nervous, like, oh God. And then Frankie Sloan just walks past whistling, and I mean, full on, just bollock naked.
Wow.
Just literally no shame, no care in the world. He just had a shower and just walking through whistling like high hopes or something. I couldn't really make out what it was. So yeah, so if that wasn't enough to put you off something, but nah, I just laughed it off. I snuck into this other room
with
a few of us. And we got a massive locker room. It was great. And everyone was like crammed in this corridor.
Yeah.
pretty sure in that rumble, when I got eliminated, the ring was that stiff. I said to the lad who was going to eliminate me, do not drop me in this ring.
Yeah.
Because there was no padding.
Wow.
So we just went, kick your legs. And he back bumped. And then he instantly regretted it. And then he got thrown out on top of, it was Andy when he was eliminated and landed right on my head. And all I heard was, you're dead. He said more than that, but yeah. So interesting first booking.
Yeah, definitely. So was there
the stories.
Was there a wrestler you wanted to mould your style around when you started training?
I previously used to watch as a kid, so like I used to follow Sting, Steve Borden back in his WCW days.
Oh, definitely.
Was here. I watched a lot of HBK. I liked the technical aspect with Bret Hart, and who else did I like? I loved Kane for some reason, but I was never going to be tall enough.
No.
Never going to be like massive to replicate Kane. So.
So, what advice would you give people who wanted to start off in the business?
Look around for like training schools. I would say don't limit yourself to one. Obviously branch out, you know, you want to get a taste of everything, because not everyone likes the same flavour of ice cream.
No, definitely.
The metaphor, which everyone will probably say if they've ever been to RWA. RWA, it's a great place to start out and stuff. I was there for donkey's years, probably because I was lazy as well. I couldn't be bothered going anywhere else, but I enjoyed it there, and I met like friends that I'm still mates with now, and I probably will be for a very long time. Great. But yeah, eyes open. Mouth closed, as they say, and ears listening.
Yeah.
I don't know what else your ears can do, really. It's just one of them.
Yeah.
But also, as well, look on YouTube, do your research. Like, one thing I used to do, I don't know if like anyone else ever did it, but it was just something daft, but it was a great way to, you know, if you ever wanted to, like, learn a new move or you wanted to see how it was done.
Yeah.
Load up, say, like, a SmackDown game. Like one of the 2Ks, as it'll be now. With me, it was like SmackDown versus Raw when there was the bra and panties match. But yeah, enough about that. And you go into the creator move, or you know, you go into the move set. There's like a whole encyclopedia and just massive list of moves.
Yeah.
So and it's all categorized like corner, rear, corner, front, you know, and all. So and you just look at what you think you could work for you, and you literally could just press the button on your controller, and it'll repeat.
Yeah.
So you can see how to do it safely, and then you can practice it, I say safely. You know, you're watching a screen of like a green man and a red man doing it.
Yeah.
Mm. But I mean, that's what I did.
Wow.
If there's any moves
that
I wanted to, I'd watch that. So I don't highly recommend that, because I'm sure there are better things to do, like go to train somewhere, not just sit in your room on SmackDown.
No, I can see the logic behind it. So.
It is quite useful to an extent, but it doesn't beat, you know, getting in there with someone who's more experienced and who can walk you through it.
Yeah, definitely. So tell us a bit,
Tell us a bit about how the Demon Eye characters evolved over the years.
Do you know what? I literally just got the name from a homeless fella in Benidorm.
Yeah.
And I just say, originally it was based off Sting. You know, I had the silly little trench coat, well, denim. It was a denim trench coat. It was made out of, like, the jean material, but it was, like, black.
A denim trench
coat. Soon got rid of that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I didn't really know what to do with it. I was just happy to wrestle.
Yeah.
So, sorry, someone's just gone past me in the car and waved, and I have no idea who it was. I'm going for you. So, yeah, it was literally, I didn't know what to do. I was like, well, I've got the name. I need to base it around that and then obviously bring, like birth in a personality to it. So, eventually, you know, I just started being, like, a nasty, like, psychotic. Because I didn't want to be the same as everyone else. Everyone was just, like, there with the generic names and the gear.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, I just want to go a little bit different, you know, be more of a gimmick than a generic, you know, name.
Yeah,
definitely. And it worked, and it made, like, when I'd go out there and wrestle, it'd make my job a hell of a lot easier. Because, you know, it's all about, like falls and getting a reaction. And if you get that, the job's done, you know, for you halfway already. You just have to give someone, like, something. Like, even if you point at someone, you give someone a snarl, you know, and they give it you back, it just makes your job a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially as a heel. Don't snarl at anyone if you're a good guy.
So do you have a vision for where you want to take the character in the future?
What was that, sorry?
Do you have a vision for where you want to take the character in the future?
In the future? Oh, God. I don't know. I kind of like like where I've got it at now, because I'm comfortable with it. And I know if there's ever time to tone it down or to bring it up, like, you know, to, like, if I know, if I need to, like, overstep the barrier to an extent to get this reaction, then I know what to do. And it's cool. It just works. Like I say, I've been, like, messing about and experimenting for a few years, and then I think from what I've got now, you know, it slots in, which is good.
As I said, it's one of my favourite characters at the island.
If I was ever going to have, like a plan to go further, I wouldn't mind getting into, like, I don't know, hardcore wrestling, but I wouldn't be, like, you know, stabbing myself with, like, glass or anything like that.
No.
I don't know. I'll have to see what the paycheck's like.
Well, TNT are doing a tournament to death soon, you know.
Yeah, Roger Silver, tag me. I think he just wants to kill me, I think. Yeah, won't blame him.
Hello, this is the mayor of Chop City, Gino Ramsey, and you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
So let's discuss Wrestle Island.
Yes.
So I've asked the Wrestle Island fan group some questions, so I'll pepper them in throughout the discussion.
Oh, yeah, I bet Graham asked the question, didn't he? Yeah.
Just the two from Graham.
He asked two? Only two?
Oh, three. Three.
Oh, typical. Yeah, typical. Go on then, let's get them out of the way.
Okay. So I'll just pepper them in as through the conversation. So last time you were on, you was in the lead up to your contract signing with Gino Ramsey, so let the listeners know what happened in the contract signing up to the match.
What was that with the contract signing?
I said last time you were on, you were here to promote the contract signing with Gino
Ramsey.
Oh,
yes, that was right, yes. And then obviously since then we had the match, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so there was a couple of stipulations in the match. So in exchange for your career, Wrestle Island agreed to give you a match of your choice if you won the match.
A match of my choice, yeah. So that's interesting because everyone's like, oh, he's going to pick Alexis or he's going to pick, I don't know, Lucas Steele, which, you know, would be the logic option, really, wouldn't it, you think, because he is the champion.
Yeah. Right, so it was a false count anywhere match with Gino.
How can I forget?
Take it away.
it hurt a lot, put it that way. When I was coming up with ideas with him,
yeah.
I was like, well, why don't we try this? Why don't we try that? And he's like, well, why don't we do this with this? I'm like, are you mad?
Yeah.
But, like, when I suggested Lego, I wasn't really being serious. But then when I, like, spoke to Peter, I was like, well, I can try and get some from, like, a charity shop.
Yeah.
Would you not think it would be overkill? And he was like, well, if you can't get Lego, I'll get some pins. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, this isn't TNT. But I don't know. I probably would say pins would have been the less painful option.
That was one of my questions. What do you think would hurt more, pins or...
What was it hurt more?
Pins or Lego.
Well, straight away, Lego. I say probably, most definitely, yeah. Never doing that again.
So is your back fully recovered now? Because it looks pretty nasty after the show.
It has. There's a nice, like, curved slash and then there's like a faded rectangular scar, which I can only imagine is when one of the bricks embedded into my back.
Yeah.
Which was lovely. Random fact, don't understand how or why. Well, I know how, but I don't know why. But after like all the commotion and I got backstage, I feel this scratch like on my inner thigh.
Yeah.
So I reach round. Yeah, bear with me on this one.
Okay.
And I just pull this brick of Lego from my undercarriage.
Yeah.
So it ripped my gear, gone through near the, like, just below the crotch area. Ow. And was, like, stabbing me in the thigh.
Wow.
So, in other words, I had a brick in my undercarriage. Yeah.
Wow.
So, I don't know how that got up there. And it stayed from me getting put through the table to then getting thrown out onto the rejected members.
Yeah.
To then kicking KC Payne in the bollocks to then spearing Gino through the table. Which also probably hurt me a little bit more than it hurt him, because if you watch one of the angles,
yeah,
in slow motion, you see my, I think it was my left leg, as I like tried to take off. As soon as I make contact with Gino, I just slow down,
yeah,
and
definitely.
He just falls. But my left leg, like top of my knee, like bangs onto the apron side, and then like wobbles a bit, and then just like crumples onto the floor.
Ow!
Yeah, but it was fun. So.
So if you're
this is the kind of stuff I tell them when they say it's fake, when people go, oh, it's fake, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
So if you're on our website, there'll be a video to Dean and I going through a table.
Oh, it's all over the place, isn't it?
Yeah, below
Twitter and I put it up on my Instagram, at DeanandI91. Cheap plug, there you go.
Yeah, if you look in the description below the interview on our website, it'll only be on our website, there'll be a video. I guess my lovely girlfriend took it.
Oh, excellent. I think a lot of people did. Like, I looked up at one point and I was just surrounded by fans. And then this kid went, are you all right? I was like, oh, self-explanatory, really.
So our first Wrestle Island question comes from Debbie Pritchard, who asks, do you like Lego?
She being funny. Do I like Lego? Not anymore.
No.
Not anymore.
All right, so we'll come to our first question from Graham Williams. He asked a few questions about the last show. So his first question is, why did you take Queen Alexis out of the triple threat?
Because I felt like it.
Okay, Graham also.
that's pretty much all I have to say on that matter.
That's all he's saying.
Yes, yep. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I'm not giving Graham anything. No.
He also asked.
He was wearing an Alexis t-shirt. He said, oh, it must be a rejected shirt. I was like, well, you and I are going to fall out, mate.
He also asks, will we see a former rejected soul find his way back into the fold since he lost his way?
Oh, I understand what they mean. So obviously someone used to come to RWA and watch the shows there, didn't they?
Yes.
If you want me to be completely honest, there is nothing planned for that. You know, it's not something, how's the word? The way I see it is Cam doesn't need to be in the rejected. Like, he's established a hell of a lot more than I could ever anticipate with him.
Yeah,
like, when he left and went to Fighting Spirit, he became, like, amazing. Like, I was watching his match through the curtain, and I was like, bloody hell.
Yeah.
Like, him and Lewis Scott are amazing. I was just watching it, and was just like, Jesus Christ, because I thought, is it going to end? No, it's not, it's carrying on. Okay, great, another plane, sorry about that.
It's all right.
But no, I even said to him after the match, while I was like, I had blood down my face, I was like, how do you do that? Because I just look at it,
yeah,
and like get injured, like the stuff he does. I just watch it and I can just feel my back just going no.
Wow.
So
yeah,
I tweet my back on the coast to coast, I always do. It must be the way I land. I always seem to, like, my tailbone takes, like, a big nudge.
Ooh.
And it stings. Like, the next day I was in work after the match. I tried to book it off, and they had none of it. And just, I felt like I needed a walking stick. I felt about 80. Just, like, trying to go from prone to standing. It was just, ugh, no.
Right, so for those who weren't at the show, we're referring to Cameron Solace. He left his boots in the ring after his match with Scott Overman. And he said that he couldn't be the fans' hero anymore. And hasn't been seen since.
Okay, so that is last and final question.
Okay.
All right, so you've had issues with Peter Blackham for a
while. Oh, yeah, him, yeah.
And you attacked him.
I give him a swift chin to the face, like.
So are you worried he will make your life hell, or do you think Mr. Williams will help you out?
I mean, to be honest, I don't understand, like, what he can do, and if he can do anything, why hasn't he done it by now? Do you know what I mean? He seems to just sit back. I think he secretly enjoys, like, chaos, because there's got to be a balance. And I think he, as much as he comes across as he hates us, he secretly enjoys it.
Yeah.
Either that, or it's because he knows he can't actually do anything. Like, he had this thing over me with when I signed the contract, and he thought, if this happened, then I've got him.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, I won, and he's got no hold over me now. I've got the hold on him, because next show I could turn around and go, I want Lucas Steele. I'll be picking the stipulation. You know, I could be like, he's not allowed to, I don't know, use his finish or anything like that. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
His arms handcuffed behind his back.
I could say, you're not allowed to sit up. Lucas Steele has to be on his knees. I'll just come down to the ring. We'll get him down somehow. I say somehow, because, you know, the big dude. I'll just get every single member of the Rejected that I can get. I'll just get people from the street, and we'll just lie on his shoulders.
Wow.
And then just hope for the best that he don't kick out. But yeah, one can only hope.
So, feuding with Peter, is it difficult to make a feud interesting, knowing that you'll never get him?
It's because, we feel like we're limited, because obviously he has said himself on social media that he is not. He wouldn't want to disgrace the business because he's not trained, he's not an athlete.
No.
Which is fair enough. I wouldn't say he'd disgrace it, because, you know, you have, like, Michael Cole, he wrestled for a bit, didn't he? Was it with The Miz? Or something, I can't remember.
Jerry the King Lawler, he had a 20-odd-minute match.
I mean, obviously, you know, Cole would have, not Cole, yeah, it was Cole, wasn't it? He would have done a bit of training, probably, but I don't know. I could. That is one of the options, is to obviously be like, I want a match with you. Because, you know, the stakes would be really, like, against him.
Yeah.
I mean, at the moment, I know he's not well, which plays to my favour. Not to sound like a dick, but, you know, he's got a dodgy leg. I don't know. He'd be better probably by October, but we don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm going to have a real thing, because I could just be like, if there's anyone I really want to face, if there's, like, someone, like, on the roster, like I said, like Sean Only, always wanted to face Sean Only, or I could, give RJ Silver what he wants and pick him, or be a dick and just pick Cam Klein instead.
I can see it working the way, like, in the 80s when it was Hogan and Bobby Heenan.
Yeah.
Having a feud, because he'd just bring in bad guys to try and...
Oh, exactly. You'd have, like, the muscle would obviously come in.
The owner being the face and being the heel.
Yes, I get what you mean with that. Well, that's why it's interesting. You never know what's going to happen at the island, here.
No.
You never know who's going to show up either. Cool. So I'm looking forward to it, but like I say, it's quite a while off yet. We've got a bit of breathing time and thinking space to go over it.
All right, so we're up to Ian Jones. He says, so what's next? So what's next for the Rejected?
All right. Honestly, I wouldn't have a clue.
No.
It's kind of like, just decide what we're going to do on the day. If we want to run out and kick crap out with someone, let's do it. So why not?
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's like all we did for like the first like year at RWA, when we had like Cam and Pete and like Phil was in February. We just came out and just battered people. It's great. Yeah. Didn't even have matches, just come out. Absolutely pasted people.
Wow.
It was fun, you know.
Yeah.
It's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's obviously how Peter got wind. Because I did the feud with Andy, Nightmare 10. That was a stressful day. Ugh, didn't sleep. Then there was the thing with Pablo. But like I say, I don't know. I ain't got a clue. I had the thing with Billy, didn't I, for one show. And then obviously we did the whole wasted opportunity angle with Gino. Because it was like, why is he getting opportunities when he's done nothing?
Yes.
I've been here from day one. This is my island, etc., etc., you know. But I think he called me out on social media, didn't he, saying he'd won another match.
Yeah.
Minus the Lego. Probably do it again. I don't know.
Right, so my son Joel asks, if anyone could join the Rejected, who?
Oh, I'm sure I was asked that last time, wasn't I? I can't remember what I said. Oh, no, that was it. It was basically, I can't put, like, a name to it. It's just, I have to, it's like how Peter says he would look for talent.
Yeah.
You know, he'll get wind of someone, he'll then want to watch them on the internet, and then he'll want to see them in person, and he'll want to see what their ability's like, and then he'll want to see what, like, their mannerisms and stuff are, because, you know, it's not all about being in the ring, it's about, you know, what you're like backstage, if you're polite, if you're respectful, because if you're a dick, no one's going to want to, you know, mingle with you, no one's going to want to make an effort with you, because at the end of the day, you have to put your life in their hands at some point, and if they're a dick and you don't trust them, it's going to be like, you know, there's going to be friction when you work with someone, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
So you have to be on the same page. But, no, I don't know. Honestly, I'm stumped for that question. Every time I get asked, I'm like, I don't know. Anyone can just get a mask slapped on them and come down and beat someone up with me. But, no, I can't answer that. I don't honestly know.
Yeah, you've had a few people I've interviewed over the last 2 years as Rejected members, and most of them go, sure, I recognise you, even with the mask on.
you don't know that, do you? Unless you saw a nice Rejected member, I say Rejected member with a blonde, like, quiff. Yeah. I have no idea who that could have been.
No.
no idea. Just a stylish member.
All big as well.
Aye.
Actually, and his final question is, when will we see you going for gold?
Well, like I say, it could be next show. I could cash in for Lucas Steele. Who knows? I could do that, and then probably, like, Dan could cash in on me and be like, oh, nice one, Dan. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? No, I don't know. I'm going to have a good think, because I could really play it to my advantage. I guess I have to have a word with Mr. Williams now that he's back.
Yeah,
definitely. As soon as I seen him, because I was like, hey, I'm still leaving. My music's still playing, and then Jody cut me off. I was like, whoa, hang on a minute. And then I just heard the bell ring and heard him come out, giant pleb. And then I just flipped him off. And I was like, I didn't care. And he went to me afterwards, was that a shoot? What did you mean? Did you mean that? Were you messing? I was like, oh, you'll never know now, will you? I was like, killing my spotlight, bastard. Nah. I think Gino was still, like, laid out on the floor, and I was just, like, limp into the back.
Yeah.
For some reason, I went up the steps. I should have gone, like, to the side, because my hips were killing, like, aching.
Ow.
Yeah, winded myself in that match on the when I missed the moonsault, like, full on. Like,
yeah.
Took the wind out of me when I landed. I practiced it a few times before the show, because I hadn't, like I said, I'm not trained in a few months. I had stuff going on. But I managed to get over safe. And, you know, my neck is in the same place as it was before. So,
no.
Happy days.
So, I see you have Gino and Peter tattooed on your arm.
Oh, yes, two clowns.
Two clowns.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but yeah. I've wanted that doing for a while. Not having Peter and Gino on my arm, but the clown tattoos. Everyone is always like, oh, why would you want clowns? It's like, well, why have you got, I don't know, like, God, stupid, like, wear, like, spider webs on your elbows and stuff, I don't know. Or yeah. Tribal, that seems to have, like, died out now.
The guy
who tattooed me, he refuses to do tribal now. He's like, no.
Tribal was the thing in 2000 when I got my...
Have you got a tribal?
Two tribal. I've got a skull.
You poor thing.
I've got a skull. I've got, yeah, it's tribal on my back, tribal on my arm.
Yeah.
And I've got a skull.
Ooh, I like it. I've got Crash Bandicoot on my leg, so I can't really talk. No more silly daft game tattoos. I want this one finished. I purposely booked it on a Friday, because I knew obviously I know he didn't work on the Sunday, but my chances would have booked it on the day of the show, and that would have just been a nightmare.
Because
like I say, the earliest I can get booked in with him is October. He's very, very busy, but he's good.
Wow.
So it's what you want. You know, you invest the time and the money. You don't want a shitty, you know, 10-minute thing. You want someone who can, you know, get into it.
Yeah, I need to get a new one, because I've got Joel in Chinese on my arm, so I need to get Isaac. That's my plan.
I don't think I'll get names. I don't think I like enough people to get their names on me. We'll see. I might get Nan one day, or I don't know.
It's in Chinese, so you wouldn't know it says Joel.
Yeah. My friend's got... I think he thinks it says strength and hope.
Yeah.
And it actually says, like...
Duck soup,
or something. Corn, chicken. It says, like, corn chicken or something.
Yeah.
So someone, like, as the term, ribbed him. Or it means something, but he got it and he was like, yeah, it looks bastard, it's done it, strength and hope. It's like, it means like corned beef hash or something. But I don't think he realises.
Yeah. So, 90% of the websites I went on. So.
All right. Yeah.
If I have something else on me, I'll mention it.
Yeah, we've kind of ranted on a bit now. We've gone off topic, haven't we? But that's what happened to me. I just talk shit. I don't know why people listen.
I think we're pretty much finished with Wrestle Islander.
Yeah.
We've discussed your future. We've discussed the match.
Yeah. So one thing I'm going about with Wrestle Island is that it's not as frequent, but I think obviously that's it's going to be something like in the future, maybe there'll be more. Cause, I mean, I think Fighting Spirit only do like 4 shows a year.
Yeah, there was talk a while ago about it being bi-month.
I know he wants to do more, like, he wants to expand with the venues.
Yeah.
I don't know, do you know where, I think it was the reason we were kicked out of the Little Theatre, like, we don't go there anymore.
And Baden goes through the
wall. That was it, yeah. Baden goes through the wall, and Peter was like, well, actually, it's your fault, because your carpet was wet and he slipped. I don't think that was the case, but that's what he told him, so.
Yeah.
I was gutted about that because I'd injured my ankle, so yeah. I couldn't really do the full thing. Because I was like, yeah, I'll take a baking tray off Roughneck any day, yeah, go on. And then when I seen Pete get, like, smashed across, like, the spine with a crutch and it bent, I was like, yeah, maybe fate is in my corner on this one. So, yeah. It was a lesson in disguise.
Yeah, definitely.
This is the Monster of Baden, the biggest masked member of the Rejected, and you're listening to Broken but Glorious.
So on the last interview I asked you to book an All Rejected show, but this time I thought I'll do something slightly different. So if you're a promoter for a day promoting a show which I've called the Wrath of, you can call whatever you want. So using wrestlers you've either worked with or trained with to be on the show. So I'll give you a match type. You tell me who will be in the match.
Okay,
so what would be your opening contest to get this crowd excited?
I'd probably have RJ Silver versus Conor Klein with Ryan Ainsworth as, I forget his bloody wrestling name now, as the special guest ref. So it's like a paradox, like mashup.
Paradox implode.
Yes, indeed. I think that'd be good.
What would be your comedy match?
Comedy match? Oh, I mean, if you want to go off people I've trained with, that's fine, because I can actually use this person.
Yeah.
I would say Sugar Dunkerton.
Yes.
Versus Colt Cabana.
Wow.
I've trained with Colt Cabana, in Manchester, a few years ago.
Great man. Yeah, to anyone who's connected to you in your career, so it's worked or trained with. So, what would be your intergender match? That would be a great match, by the way.
Intergender. I think I said me and Alexis my last time, or I think, I can't remember. I'd go up against Jade. I wouldn't mind maybe facing Jade. Gino said, she cracks a mean punch.
Yeah, I think he got a punch off her in the Rumble.
He got clocked by her in the Rumble, but I've seen a few people get clocked by her. Even Drew Parker took a nice chin load.
I think her versus Drew Parker could be one of the best intergender matches I've seen.
Yeah, it was really good. I'm glad, I'm really happy for him that he's gone to Japan now, hasn't he? And he's doing what he wants to do. He's like a light bulb technician in Japan, so that's good. Yeah, now I follow him on Twitter, and he just, every picture he uploads, his face is just, like, gushing with blood.
Mangled.
And then he posts a picture of, like, a little Power Ranger toy, and I'm like, great, excellent.
So what would be...
I'm following the hardcore wrestling stuff.
Yeah.
Great.
What would be your women's title match?
I don't know, I'd probably have a women's battle royal and get a bunch, you know, like a handful, probably slap, you know, Alex in it. I get Bryony.
Who's this guy?
Dad, yeah, that was it. I completely brain fart. God, probably put Jade in it again, you know, because she's like crazy. And it was that Ripley Riley from WWE. At the
Rhea
minute.
Ripley.
She's insane. Like, she's getting a lot of stick, but then obviously on Twitter, wasn't she, like, some like shithead was saying that she looked like a man or something. It was like, it's just jealous because she makes him look like a little girl, probably.
Yeah.
And then I'd probably put, like, just for a laugh, I'd probably put, like, someone, you know, like you have, like, your Did you like the women's thing with, and it was like Santina Marella?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd get someone to like put a wig on or something and just for a bit of a laugh. Maybe Billy, put him in like a skirt or something. Yeah. This card's terrible, isn't it?
what
Russo booking.
Yeah. We'll be on to the Russo booking next. So what will be your gimmick match and who will be in it?
Gimmick match. That'd be funny. I'd probably book Mad Dog, because his name's Mad Dog, versus Pitbull in like a steel cage or something.
What was the kennel from hell match?
yeah, there you go. Kennel in a cell. There you go. Yeah. Poor Mike. Felt sorry for Billy last show. I was just like, I just patted him on the shoulder. I was like, good luck, mate.
Yeah.
I hope you've done your research. And then saw Sam, like, literally 10 seconds after, he just winked at me.
Yeah. Who will be in your tag team title match?
I would have the Rileys, Freddie and Jack versus Azazel and Abaddon.
Yes.
I mean, they have faced before, and it's been like, I think every time, like, Jack faces Phil at Winsford, or every time at Winsford, he would end up concussed.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a known fact. If when Andy used to book Phil and Jack, he'd just be like out of it after the match. Like, yeah, he kicked me in the head and punched me in the head, or he just sat on my head. And then Phil's like, oh, I didn't mean that, sorry. Because Phil doesn't mean to hurt anyone.
No.
Do you know what I mean? No one means to hurt anyone. And if you do, you're a dick. But no, it's like with Phil, he either like doesn't lay his punches in, or he does. And I mean, it's like catastrophic.
Wow.
Like I've been on the blunt end of it.
Yeah.
I remember, ironically, here's a little thing. You know, the wrestler, is it like the wrestling announcer and boxing announcer, Liam Brethren?
No.
I mean, a few people might know him, who they like listen to the podcast, but he basically stopped wrestling because Phil punched him in the mouth.
Wow.
And like, I think he broke his jaw, because the way he did it on him, and it looked great, it made like a nice noise and everything. I went, Andy, hey, look at this. So Phil did it again and he just busted his jaw. I was like, oh. And he's like, yeah, look good, that. Yeah.
And for listeners, Phil is a bad one.
Yes. Oh, yeah, sorry, forgot about that. Big Phil. Well, now Tiny Phil.
All right, so who will be in your main title match, Drew, main event?
I would probably make it like a four-way dance, so I'd bring Drew Parker back.
Yeah.
I'd slap Gibson in it as well, because like I said, I trained with him when he was at RWA. So yeah, I'd have Drew Parker, Gibson, obviously Lucas, and I don't know, I'd probably throw, just for like a little, like an underdog kind of thing, but I think he'd hold his own weight, Scott Overman.
Yeah, wow.
To see how he'd like, you know, take on, like, I think he'd face, him and Dan faced James Drake and Gibson recently,
yes.
I think.
Yep.
Yeah, so, and obviously, you know, we trained at Fighting Spirit as well, so he'd know maybe how to work Zach, but then he's maybe not know how to face, get his way around Lucas or Drew, because it's different styles, isn't it? Every single person has, like, their own unique style.
Yeah.
So it'd be good to see how that the clash and how it plays out.
That'd be a hard hit match.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people taking flying lessons.
So, last question. So, how would you like to change people's perception of pro wrestling?
Well, what I used to do, if there was someone who was like an outsider to wrestling, or like, they used to watch it as a kid and they grew out of it because they were like, oh, it's fake. I'd be like, well, you know, just take a chop. Hey, Gino, come over here. What? Chop him? No. No. I don't know. I'd just be like, well, you know, if you don't like it, then you don't have to, but you don't have to badger it.
No.
But if you watch it nowadays, you know, it's, like they say, the sports entertainment, it is, like, quite acrobatic. And, like, that's never really been my style, one, because I can't bloody do all that, like, mad up, down, left, right, kick,
no.
Punch, Street Fighter combo and all that. I mean, it's great to watch, don't get me wrong, and it looks fantastic, but like I say, people, like, you have like punters and that who go for like certain things, and they only want to see those things, and then they like it counteracts with like their opinion. Mm-hmm. So then they'll obviously be instinctively negative and automatically negative towards something that's good. So it's a weird balance. But I just say, if you don't bloody like it, then don't bring and watch it. Go watch your MMA or your Corrie or whatever you like to watch. It's the same principle.
Yeah.
Like I say, wrestling is a soap opera with a referee.
Yeah, definitely. That's it. If you can't find any wrestling you like these days, you just don't want.
If you don't like it by now, then you're never going to like it, are you?
If you like flippers.
I mean, I never thought I'd get back into it, and no. I seen it on the telly by accident. I was like, wrestling. Because literally just overnight, like, I just stopped watching it. I don't know what it was. I think I bought a PS1,
I stopped watching it for years. I still read the results, but I wasn't really watching it.
Then I got into SmackDown magazines from the market, get the sticker books and stuff and the annuals, but literally just overnight. It disappeared. I don't know. I think it was when they were transitioning from WWF to WWE, though. And, like, The Rock was, like, had moved on to, like, Mummy Returns and his little CGI scorpion thing. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't until my son got, when he was about 5, he got back into it, so then I got back into it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't watch it now. I watch, like, little bits on YouTube of, like, oh my god moments and stuff when I'm either drunk or whatever.
Yeah.
I just had a long day in work, and I'll go around my mates, and he'll put it on, and it's like, just see, like, Will Ospreay and Marty Skrull, like, walking on water.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty much what they do, isn't it? It's great.
Definitely.
Even though I know full well I will end up in a bed in a hospital if I try anything like that. But it's just fun to watch, isn't it? Yeah. A lot of people will try and replicate it, but some people can, some people can't. I that's why I've mainly focused on the gimmick.
Yeah.
So then I don't have to do all the mad crazy shit.
Yeah.
Not because I don't like it, it's just because I know I can't do it, so I'm saving my neck.
All right, so before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
I don't really use the Facebook, but it's just, I think it's just, you just search Demon Eye and it's up there.
Yeah, I think you posted something for the first time in about 2 years.
Yeah, nice stalker alert. No. Yeah, I think I did. I can't remember what it was. I think it was just a Club the Island, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Instagram, Demon Eye 91, but that's like 50-50. It's like my personal account, and I post the odd, like, wrestling pic, like, how I'm feeling in the morning on a Monday.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be, like, the video of me getting, like, the bin put on me, head and steel chair to the face. And then Twitter is mainly me, the gimmick page.
Yeah.
Which is just at Demon991. And that's it. I don't have Tumblr or anything like that. I don't even know what Tumblr is.
So I've really enjoyed
it. It's like a blogging thing, isn't it? No. I don't even have that... that new app that's come out, I've not bothered. It looks great, because I know Lance is, like...
The baby face.
Bumming off it at the minute, yeah. He's like, everyone likes me. Which is great, you know, he's getting the exposure. But I'm just lazy, so I'm not going to... I probably won't.
I'm sure
I like to keep myself independent. the irony, isn't it? Independent. Yeah.
No,
I don't work for many promotions. So I choose just to work for the Island, so...
Yeah.
Just stick to that.
Yes, I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
No worries. So. Apologies for ranting again. That's as right. I do. Just chat shit. Yeah.